Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Keon.
Congratulations, this is Tyler.
I didn't take a deep breath.
You didn't take a deep breath. Good job.
That wasn't even intentional.
I'm proud of you.
Good. And we are here today, Friday, the 9th of October. We're here to rock your world, baby.
That we are.
Tyler, you want to talk about your day at all? Tyler's had a really bad day, I guess.
No, it wasn't bad, per se. I woke up about 5.
Okay.
Which is my normal wake-up time.
Right. Tyler goes to bed like an old man. Seriously. Like, I'll ask him, hey, Tyler, do you want to go see a movie or something? Look at the clock. 9. Nope, too late. Sorry.
Because I know that I'll get out at, like, 11. Then we'll get home at, like, 9:30.
11:30?
12:30. We can get home sometime. Okay, you'll understand why I'm so jibber-jabber in about 3 minutes.
All right. Oh, 3 minutes for this.
So I woke up at 5, 8, and then laid back down at, like, 9. I did some stuff. Laid back down at 9. Fell asleep till 11:30, woke up, had some lunch, then got in my car and I went to my parents' house. My parents just moved into a house. So besides the fact that Keon and I just moved into a new apartment that I'm still working on little projects here and there in my room, My parents moved into this house that is the biggest house that they've ever owned, and my sister and I have moved out, so it's oddly entertaining. So I spent all day packing and undoing things and fixing things and this, that, and the other thing. And the last time I ate, besides the couple of chips and the Gatorade I am drinking right now, was
M&M's.
Oh, no. I had M&M's and Gatorade. That's what I've been working off the last 9 hours, and I'm about to crash, so we're going to get the
plan was to get this podcast done at around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Because we do it the day before.
Really?
I know. I'm sure.
Weird.
Actually, if you're listening to this on Friday, Keon and I are at the presidential golf tournament.
Suck it, bitches.
San Francisco. Tiger and I are having a nice little chat about how hot his wife is.
She is. She's gorgeous.
She's phenomenal.
I was at Trader Joe's.
Yes.
And I was talking to the cashier, and he seemed like a grumpy old man. I was trying to be chipper and whatever, and how's your day? And all that. And he was like, it was all right. Feel kind of sick. My son asked me to go to the President's Cup, meet and greet. I didn't go. He sat at the same table as Shaq and Tiger. I'm pissed now. Oh, I feel really bad for you now. You're sick and you didn't get to meet Tiger.
And you're working at Trader Joe's.
Well, at least he's working.
Yeah, but it's like, Tyler, but instead of being at the thing, you're working. Like that. Sure. I wasn't going with the fact that you work at Trader Joe's. It was just you work.
Got it.
You were working. It could have been at A, B, or C.
That makes sense. Cool.
So yeah, that was my day, and that was Keon's day.
Well, our TV, we just got a new TV from Tyler's parents, and we have old speakers from my parents' house, so we hooked them up together. Guess what I watched the first thing I put on?
Top Gun.
Of course I did.
That's how well I know you.
It was so good. Like, I turned
it
up.
Did it make you want to join the Air Force?
No, but it made me want to stand on top of the couch, which I did.
Awesome.
And I pumped my fist in the air. It was good.
Good.
Because Top Gun is, if you've ever seen Top Gun, I will, and if you don't think Top Gun's the best movie ever made, I will literally fight you. That is a promise.
The best movie ever made.
Seriously.
Okay.
It is so good,
Tyler. I might have to debate you on that one.
What would be better?
Exactly. To be honest with you, I can't have this debate with you right now. But
exactly, because you can't win this debate.
Okay.
Top Gun is so good. I also dropped off my little brother's bike at the bike shop, so now he can go cycling in Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I know. Well, I had it at our house for a while, and I didn't use it, so.
Oh, that was that bike?
Oh, that was Beav's bike.
Okay.
Yeah, Beav's bike, sorry.
Beav.
Gotta protect the innocent.
Yes.
So anyway,
today
we're talking about nutrition facts. Labels. And the reason we're doing this is because, let's see, a health survey found that half of Americans check nutritional labeling on a product before they buy it. 89% of people felt confident that they understood nutritional labels and can use them to make healthy choices, but only 38% of the people in this study could correctly calculate the total grams of carbohydrates in a 20-ounce bottle of soda that contains 2.5 servings.
Well, okay, so hold on. Before we get into it...
Yes.
I couldn't tell you how many carbs are in it. If they did they give them the label?
Yeah, they give them a bottle.
Oh, well, then they're dumb.
Well, most people like are confident that they can do it and cannot calculate it. So, with that, there are a lot of sneaky things that happen...
Sneaky.
...on the back of a nutritional label. But let's just go down...
Let's start from the top.
It says nutrition facts on it. Which, in itself, is a misleading statement. Because these are not so much facts as guesstimates. Because the exact contents of what you're about to eat varies from thing to thing. So it should say nutrition estimates, or nutrition...
About
guesses, or nutrition... Whatever's.
Give or take one.
Right. Give or take one. Nutrition somethings.
Nutrition shrug of the shoulders.
Right. Nutrition maybes. Yeah. So facts in and of itself is deceiving. But then typically below, there's a standard format for nutrition information. But below that is usually the serving size, which is where everyone misses. The serving size is probably the most important thing.
Funny story about serving size. There was one day we were trying to make brownies at a place.
It wasn't at a place that I live.
Like, I was at someone's house and we were making brownies.
Okay.
And we had like four different brownie mixes. And we were looking at each other, and for some reason we cared which one was going to be the healthiest. So we had all of them.
Uh-huh.
But they all had different serving sizes,
uh-huh.
So I had to, like, do the math, mm-hmm. and, it turned into an awful event. And that's where I feel that I have a hole in the bottom of my shorts. But
de facto, yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
Sorry, I just found a hole in my shorts. But, yeah, that serving size matters, because so often it's hilarious where, like, a bottle of soda will say serving size 2.5.
Right.
But it makes it look like it's the whole bottle.
Right.
Unless you read that. I mean, it's there, but you have to read it.
Exactly. So when you get to, like, personalized, like, wrapped stuff, that's where it really gets tricky. With other stuff, so in front of us, I have a, what is this?
Container.
Because I want to say jar. It's not a jar.
It's a container.
It's a container of fire roasted papaya mango salsa. From Bader Bowes.
Oh, yes, the Bader Bowes.
The Bader Bowes.
Or Merchant Bob.
Merchant Bob's. And Tyler, he has in front of him.
I have some bars that are 100% natural.
Oh. Which, remember, if you go back a couple podcasts, we talked about natural. Natural means absolutely nothing.
And it's... I'm not smart enough to figure
it's a,
out.
It's a trail mix bar.
Yeah, it's a trail mix bar. That's all you really need to know.
So we thought those would be two good representations of kind of the different ways that serving size will be represented to you. So you'll either get a package of something.
Like
Tyler's.
Bars.
Or maybe a jug of soda, whatever. Or you might get something that is, you measure out yourself. So like my papaya mango salsa. So serving size for me is 2 tablespoons.
I have one bar.
One bar. See, so, well, that's kind of a poor representation, because I was hoping yours would be sneaky.
Like half a bar?
Like half a bar. Or in ounces, which is like, wait, what the hell are you talking about? How many ounces? Yeah. You have to look at the back, like, at the
weight. You have to do, like, four different things.
Yeah, exactly.
Then divide it by 8.
Like, the companies will be really, really sneaky about it.
I've seen where it's, like, 3/4 of a bar.
Yeah, you're like, really?
And they've... It's hilarious what they try and get away with. And, I mean... From a aspect of business, I get.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, because if I can say the serving size is 3/4 of a bar, it brings the calories down to 100. Oh, hell yeah, I'll do that.
Because people just see, oh,
100 calories. Perfect.
It's kind of the thing where people don't even notice the first two lines underneath nutritional facts. They just go straight to the calories. Oh, it's that awesome.
Right. Exactly.
Which really, it's you quadruple it if you eat the whole thing. The best is like ice cream.
Oh, ice cream.
Because ice cream. Nobody measures it out, in like cup forms.
Right.
It's just you get the spoon, scoop it out, boom, there right. you go.
If, yeah, but on a, side, as a, on a side note, if you're really having trouble with that, I would recommend actually measuring it out until you get a good eyeball size.
I've scooped out with the measuring cups.
Uh-huh.
That's the easiest way.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little added more pressure to it.
The Breyers ones, the wide, the like rectangular size. Good way to go.
But yeah, the ice cream, that always gets me because it's like, you have to do math. Mm-hmm. You have to do math on the ice cream.
And when you're craving ice cream, you don't want to do math. Uh-huh. Like, you've already had a crappy day, so.
But yeah. But no, so I'm at one bar.
Okay.
How many, this is where I play the fun game of, especially with like stuff like yours where it's in a container.
Uh-huh.
I want to do the servings to the serving size per container. Because the next line is serving per container.
Right.
And how many servings are in yours?
15.
So theoretically, you have 30 tablespoons. Mm-hmm. And I've never done it, and we don't need to do it now. But like, get a tablespoon and just like dump it out and see, is it really 30 tablespoons? Because when I really get into my food and whatnot, and like I get back into boxing, which I'm hoping to start next week on a side note.
Are you getting the stand for that thing?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get the stand.
Yeah, on our balcony we have a punching bag and some chairs.
That are going to move soon, too.
Yeah, we should probably just throw off the balcony.
They're going to be. But no, so often I've always wanted to do that. And I always measure, like, okay, so I eat this much. So, okay, there's that many servings in it.
Uh-huh.
Cool, that will last me 30 days. Right. Like, protein powder is always the best because I always want to count it. But it's always like there's 60 servings or something like that, and I never pay attention to that.
Right, unless you do like tally marks on the side of your bottle.
Uh-huh.
That could work out.
But yeah.
And then after that is where we jump into all of the other stuff.
The facts, if you may, with quotation marks.
Right. The amount and the serving, right? Is that what you have on the back
here?
Amount serving, and then above next to that, you'll have amount and serving, which is kind of like, think Excel spreadsheet. And you can pull something out and you can follow right along with us because technically everything should have the same formatting on the back.
Like you're here with us.
Mm-hmm. And then right next to amount serving, you'll have percent DV star.
I don't.
You don't have percent DV?
I have percent DV underneath, it's three more lines down.
Okay. Well, regardless, you'll have percent DV somewhere. Let's talk about percent DV. Percent DV is your percentage of daily
value.
And then you look for the star, and it's going to be somewhere randomly, probably in the same box. And then you'll read, percent daily values are based on a 2,000 calorie diet. So, then you're like, it's because some people will base their food off the percent DVs. So, like, if I go off the percent DV for sodium, which is 8% in my papaya mango salsa, it has 8%, 2 tablespoons. So if I went off that, I would probably be undershooting my sodium intake. Yes, sir.
Mine, because yours is on the container, so it's kind of a condensed version of it.
Uh-huh.
My bigger one, it actually gives you a kind of a spreadsheet where it says, so the percent daily value is based on 2,000 calorie diet. Your daily value may be higher or lower depending on your calorie needs. And it has 2,000, and it breaks it down by what it is, how much you're supposed to have in a day,
uh-huh.
and then 500, and what your day's supposed to be.
I think this is probably touting itself as more of a nutritional bar. That's probably why they
have... Yeah, it was just something I noticed. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Huh. There you go.
Yeah. It's just an interesting that sometimes they try and help you.
Awesome. All right. Now, we're going to get into a podcast later about fats and cholesterol and sodium and all these nutrients that you can get. But let's talk a little bit more because we're kind of going over what you need to look for and specific things that are tricky about nutritional labels. So, under carbohydrates. Let's
start from the top.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So we're at calories now.
Right. Okay, calories. So calories, again, you have to pay attention to your serving size. So 2 tablespoons for me is going to be 15 calories. If I double that, or
so on.
If I don't double, if I do 3 tablespoons instead, that's going to be, what, 22 calories? 22.5.
Don't ask me right now.
It is. It's 22.5.
Awesome. I believe you.
Et cetera, et cetera. So if Tyler broke his bar in half, you would get...
I got 70 calories.
So sometimes you got to do a little bit of math. When you're talking about like dry ingredients, like pasta. Pasta is tricky as hell. Because usually for pasta, it's 1 dry ounce or 2 cooked ounces.
And that, and then cereal. Cereal, though, adds a milk content, too.
It gets so, because, so, yeah. And then it has, like, 2% milk, or it will usually...
I think it always says just 2.
2%, which, because I think it's probably the most popular. I don't drink 2%.
I don't either.
What do you drink?
Half-free.
Huh.
I drink water milk.
You do drink water milk. I drink the opposite spectrum.
You go whole?
Yeah.
It's spectacular. That's how we have 2 things of milk in our refrigerator.
Exactly. Anyways, so there is...
Do you have calories from fat on yours?
Yes, 0.
Okay. I'm at 35.
Yeah. So yeah, which there's a whole side note to this whole nutritional facts thing that I've been trying to work into this, but I'll just hit on it now. There's the simple fact that we have these on our things is I was almost sad. The fact that we have to know what's going into our food, like in California now, we're talking, we have next to a business has more than 25 locations or 25 or more locations. They have to put, by law, the calorie content of the food somewhere on the menu or available to their customers, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Our children are going to be so messed up because of that. They're going to be so, like, oh, wait, but that has 200 calories instead of, I can order this. Instead of ordering what you want, I'm worrying about quality of food and quality of life as opposed to just my calories, you know?
Yeah, I think it's too big of a draw on the numbers instead of, the, like you said, the quality. It was fascinating to me when we went to Peach Fly. Think about it. Peach is a...
Oh, got it.
Peach Flies. And what the calorie intake of half that stuff, though, was.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the things that you're like, oh, that can't be that. Are you kidding me? Right. Let alone the sodium and all that. Uh-huh. It's just shocking. And so I'm hoping to take the glass half full approach on it and that the next 5 years, people will be way more like, what the heck? Why is this? And so in 5 years, they can get rid of it.
Right, so the business will adjust.
Because everybody's adjusted to a...
Right, instead of loading it with trans fats and et cetera, et cetera.
More and more crap.
Right, they actually go back to whole foods. Yeah, that could be good. But for right now, one of my friends, she is recovering. You know, I have friends recovering from eating disorders and whatnot, and you're not supposed to know your calories because it messes with your head. And so now you go to, you know, a coffee shop, you look up at the board, and right there, it's like Venti Mocha Chocolate, and it's like 1,800 calories. And it's like, oh. So it's right next to the price. You can't avoid seeing it. And it's just, you know, like, not mentally healthy. And then, and for children, even, that's where I'm getting concerned. It's like, growing up with that, where are we going to go? So that's going to be an interesting thing to follow.
It's like most things. People solve the symptom, not the problem.
Exactly.
So,
all right, let's move on. Let's finish off this nutrition label and then get on some things to watch out for. So after the calories from fat, you'll usually have the rest of the grammage of each nutrient. So you'll have total fat, saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, sodium, carbohydrates, fiber, sugars, and proteins. Now, the only reason, those are the ones you have to list. You have to list fat, cholesterol, sodium, carbohydrates, and proteins. Even if there's nothing in there, like for me, I have 0000 for fat and cholesterol. But if something has more than that in it, it's going to list the rest of the ingredients. So Tyler probably has more things in it.
No, in that section, I have just that, but then below that, cause they break these down into weird little groups. Then the next section, I have iron 2%.
Oh yeah. Then you have, your trace minerals and minerals. That's and stuff. Yeah, so I have vitamin A, and whatever it has in it, it's going to tell you, so I'm not going to read off my stuff. So, Again, the percentages are based on a 2,000-calorie diet. For me, it's going to be a little bit low. If you're small, if you're not eating a 2,000-calorie diet, it's going to be a little bit high. So just don't pay attention to the percentages right away.
Yeah, it's not about the percentages. It's more about the grams. I find that that's more of the – because that's where you correlate. If you're on a diet plan that you need to count the calories and stuff like that, it's grams that matter because – You're not going to be on 2,000. You're on 18-something or, you know, something like that.
I was talking more about the minerals and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the percentage for minerals is a little bit low or high, depending.
Yeah, usually, I mean, unless it's a supplement or a nutritional thing that's, like, fortified and you know, it's usually always less than 10%. Like, it's really kind of funny. But I have then seen things that have... What was that one thing? There was something we tried that was an energy drink that had, like, spike. No joke, 2,000.
I think it was 125,000%.
It was something ridiculous percent of, like, vitamin B12. And we just looked at each other going, this was not a good idea. Drank it, and it was hilarious.
Yeah. Can I see your thing real quick?
I would love for you to see my thing, Keon.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey.
Who's
your daddy?
Never mind. I thought it might have it on there. Because the next thing I want to talk about, because there are dubious things that they put on labels now. There's this one thing, I'm just going to call the whole general idea of it. It's called the Smart Choice. Have you seen that little label on the front of...
I think it's most like Kellogg's things.
Yeah, Kellogg's, but there are other companies that do it. They have... let me see where it is. Smart Sensible Solutions, Smart Spot... Other things like
just
that.
Just like weird little... It almost looks like a blue ribbon on it.
It almost looks like a organic label,
like
right?
And it's like they won a prize kind of a kind
right.
of thing.
When in actuality, there is no certifying body that puts those on. There is no research that goes into it. You can... On a box of damned Fruit Loops. Freaking Fruit Loops. There's a stamp on it. That's or at least was. On Cinnamon Toast Crunch. On these like...
Love the cinnamon.
And it's like, this is a smart solution. This is going to make you thin. This, or not even thin. This is going to be a healthy thing for you. Like, really? Like, I don't think I have ever told. Okay, Todd, will you ever tell someone, you know what? For you to be a healthy person, a good choice for you is going to be Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That would not be the first 10 items I would suggest someone to have for breakfast or snack.
Yeah. So those things I would. Try and avoid looking at them because, and skip to the actual back panel because they are the most misleading.
Yeah, yeah. I
things
mean,
in the world.
There's I go shopping and for the most part when I go grocery shopping I try and stay out of the aisles even though I go up and down all of them.
Right.
Don't ask me why, but I do.
There's sometimes kind of like sometimes like I like getting sauce like I like sauces. Like, for some reason, I know they're terrible for me, but I like them.
Yeah, and I'll go up and down each aisle and do that kind of thing. But for the most part, it's just fascinating to me when, like, let's say peanut butter. I'll go and I'll look at the peanut butter, and it'll say, this one's healthy or this one's simple, and there's, like, the fat-free and this one. You turn them around, and they're all the same except for, like, 10% in one field.
Right, exactly. Or, like, the ingredients.
Yeah.
Like, I like the organic, not processed, like, has the fat flowing at the top peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, I don't know what you kind of get.
I like my Jiffy.
Jiffy. There you go.
It's a staple.
Right. So when it comes down to that kind of stuff, like if you're comparing things and it looks pretty much the same, go with the one you like better. Like as far as nutrition facts go, that like it, as long as you're going to eat it, like that's what matters. Like if you buy a bunch of broccoli and don't eat broccoli, like we were talking about on Monday, I think it was Monday.
They all run in together.
Yeah. When we were talking about, the articles, that nutrition article I was talking about. The best plan, if not executed, will be worse than a mediocre plan.
Yeah.
But executed. So if you buy a bunch of good stuff and don't eat it, doesn't make a lick of difference.
No, it does not.
Not at all. Couple quick tips.
Tip it up.
Going back to pasta. If you're a pasta eater,
fettuccine.
For every half inch of pasta,
spaghetti.
Dry.
Angel hair.
That usually, spaghetti.
Lasagna.
Means about one serving. So one inch of pasta is two servings, an inch and a half is three servings, dry. So if you just grab it in your hand and roll it up, usually, it's an approximation, that's the way to go. Serving of beef is usually the size of a deck of cards. That's usually what that is. Any other simple ways you can measure things out to you?
To be honest with you, I know them, but in my head right now, all I can think about is the hat that I'm wearing and how much I just want to play with it. I am, no joke, we're going to get done with this podcast and I'm going to bed. So, yeah, it's one of those days, people. I'm sorry. I usually try and give 110, but it's been a long day.
Right. Very cool. Next week, we're going to be talking about some kettlebell training on our Facebook page, and we got emails about it. So, that's going to be a topic of discussion, BOSU ball training as well, and we're going to talk about P90X and a couple of the other at-home solutions.
Can we also do listener mail?
Yeah, let's do that, for sure.
I want to talk to people.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do the listener mail.
Email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com if you have not already.
Yeah, Tiffany, we're coming for you. We're finalizing some of the things that we want to clarify with you. And
you will get something by Sunday.
I'm going to say by tomorrow. By today. Oh, wait, no, we got the golf tournament today.
Yeah, and I figured you and I can sit down on Saturday and really knock it out and give her 110%
of our time. I have everything sketched out, but
oh, cool.
I just want to fill it in.
So, yeah, I figured by Sunday midday she should get it.
Yeah.
And then I love that we're doing our, like, talk that we should probably not do on the air, but that's fine. We're midday Sunday, because that would then give her time to, like, do shopping and get ready mentally and everything for Monday morning.
Right. Regardless, if you're not a subscriber to our newsletter.
You should have been, because you would have then won the contest. What?
Right.
Suckers.
Go to truefitnessacademy.com in the top right corner. You can subscribe. I know we're going to be releasing a holiday.
Yeah, we are.
Survival handbook. I tipped our hand. I'm sorry.
You just gave the secret.
I did.
Or the answer.
The answer. Better you watch The Simpsons this week. They had a funny little bit on the secret.
Made my day. Really so funny. Screw the secret.
Anyway, you got anything else for me, T?
No. Basically, have a good weekend, everybody. It was a pleasure. Oh. We're kicking ass. I think we might have just got the explicit, but we are kicking ass on the iTunes charts.
Oh, yeah, we are. We were at low 30s this week.
The lowest I saw was at 28.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Wow.
The lowest I saw was 28. Wow. And I was like, why can't we get three more?
I know.
We'll be in the top 25.
I know. Go subscribe on your work computers, too, people. Come
yeah,
on, let's do
subscribe
this.
Subscribe
everyone. Come on.
We can do it.
So, yeah. All right, we're just rambling.
Yeah, but it's so good.
It is so good.
Hopefully have a great week. We'll see you on Monday. Or
amen.
You'll hear us on Monday.
And amen. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Peace.
Good night. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror.